What's going on in the Atlanta real estate market? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another week's edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. Alfie, it's always weird. Every time I open up and say welcome to the Call Cleve, it sounds awkward when I say Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show for the first time on every single show. Have you ever noticed that?
I've never really noticed
that
before.
Well, welcome to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 WCFO, Atlanta's Talk of the Town. My name is Cleve Gaddis. I am your host. In addition to being host of this show, which can be heard every Sunday at noon and Tuesday at 2 right here on News Talk 1160, I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords make the best decisions possible whenever buying, selling, or investing in real estate anywhere in Metro Atlanta, north, south, east, or west. We're here to help you. I'm with Gaddis Partners RE/MAX Center. My family's been in the real estate business for 30 years, Alfie.
Ooh-wee.
2017, 30 years in the real estate business.
That is a long time, sir.
And we want nothing more than to help buyers and sellers be confident in making the best decisions possible all along the way when buying or selling real estate. And we will ensure that you're the best educated party along the way. In fact, that is part of our mission statement and part of our Sure Home Selling and our Sure Home Buying program. The purpose of this program is to educate everyone listening by providing as much information as possible about what's happening in real estate markets locally, throughout the state, and also nationally. We want to empower our listeners with the power that comes from knowledge. Whatever decisions you need to make regarding real estate, we want you to be the best educated person in that transaction. And we hope that listening to this show will make a little bit of difference when it comes to the decisions you make. And lastly, we'd hope to engage with our listeners. We hope you'll like what you hear so much that you might choose to hire us to represent you when you need to buy or sell real estate in Metro Atlanta. I get people all the time ask, well, you mean you actually work with buyers and sellers yourself? And the answer is yes. It's what I do all day, every day. I represent more sellers than I do buyers, but I have a team of 7 agents who work with me, helping me work with buyers. And my little team will do probably a couple hundred real estate transactions this year. Like to do a lot more, but it's a lot more important to us, Alfie, to make sure that everybody who works with us is in a position to make the right decisions. I'm joined in the studio by my man Alfie.
Hey, Cleve.
Alfred Romero, 136 episodes strong. You've been with me on the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. It's amazing we haven't been canceled yet.
Well, you know what? Because we provide great radio for our listeners out there. Entertainment and education, it's just a round.
We try, don't we?
It's a well-rounded radio show, Cleve.
We try. I listened to the Tuesday episode of our show last week.
And how was it?
I enjoyed it.
No.
And I don't normally listen to them.
Really?
I normally do them, but I don't listen to them. I enjoyed it. You sound good on the radio.
Did I sound good?
You sound good.
Nice.
Sounds like you should be a professional.
Well, you know.
Maybe a sound engineer.
Oh.
That's what I'm thinking.
My future
is your real calling is maybe being a sound engineer. Got a great show for you. We're going to start out with
first of all, Cleve, they're always great shows.
Okay.
Every show is great.
And you say that every week. And I appreciate that every week when you say that. I will tell you that we're going to give our Metro Atlanta residential real estate market update.
Yes.
Alfie
loves forward to this every month, Cleve.
We're going to talk with John Birchfield in the second segment of the show.
He's my favorite guest.
Going to get an update on the mortgage market. We're going to talk interest rates, trend, debt-to-income ratios, PMI, private mortgage insurance, and a lot more during the second segment of the show. In the third segment of the show, Alfie.
Yes.
Which are the 10 most ghetto cities in the state of Georgia?
Man, get the ghetto.
You might want to listen to the third segment of the show.
Yeah.
You might be mad at me by the time the segment is over. And I will tell you that some of the information is not really designed to be scientific.
Correct.
But it is very, very interesting. Got a question from Jim, Tim, and Jeff in Alpharetta.
They all live together?
Says they're thinking about adding technology, bells and whistles to our home to help it sell faster, and they want to know if it'll help. In our lowdown on the hood, River Plantation in Duluth, Gwinnett County is going to be featured. So if you're in Duluth or Lilburn or Lawrenceville or Suwanee or Buford or Johns Creek or any of those areas, you certainly want to stay tuned to the fourth segment of the show. And then Johannes and Karen in Duluth says they're buying a home and they want to meet face-to-face with the seller to discuss the required repairs, but her agent or their agent says they cannot, and they want some advice from me on that.
All right.
Let's jump in. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160, and we're going to have our Metro Atlanta Real Estate Market update.
Yeah.
This is through the end of June 2017, June 30th, 2017. There were 7,500 single-family detached closings for the month, Alfie.
Okay.
7,500, increase of 2%. Over last year, 1,532 townhomes and condos sold. That's up 4% over the prior year. Average sales price for the month of June only, $307,500 for the single-family detached, not the condos and the townhomes. That's a 5%, almost a 6%, 5.7% increase over 2016. Condos and townhomes average sales price $239,000, up 7.8%. 35,400 closings in the single-family detached units year-to-date through the end of June. It's up 4% over the prior year. 7,500 condos and townhomes sold. That's up 2% over the first 6 months of 2016. Average sales price year-to-date, Alfie, $290,000 or almost $291,000 in the single-family detached. That's up 5% over the prior year. Notice, Alfie, that the average sales price in June was $307,500. Average year-to-date, $290,890, which means prices are still marching in the right direction. So prices are still going up. Condos and townhomes, average sales price, $237,000 through the end of June, which is 8% increase over the first 6 months of 2016. 19,950 single-family detached units for sale on the market today, which is a drop of 7% over 2016. There's 2,760 condos and townhomes on the market, which is an increase of 1%. If you're selling your home, you want to know how long it should take you to get your home under contract for the single-family detached units. They've taken on average 65 days since the beginning of January to get under contract. And the attached units, the condos and the townhomes, Alfie, they've taken 47 days on average to get those under contract. So if you have your home listed and it's taken longer than 65 days in the detached, you probably need to work on your marketing plan, your pricing, and same thing on the condo or the townhome side. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. And many of you don't know that we also provide property management services through Sure Realty, Inc. My wife and I started a property management company about 5 years ago. Believe it or not, to date, Alfie, we have not missed collecting one dime in rent over the last 5 years.
That is very good
to
know.
We specialize in making sure that your property is kept in the best possible shape and that you collect the absolute most money you possibly can from the most qualified tenant. We don't accept more than 60 or 70 clients at one time, and we do that so we can give the best service possible. If you need to rent a property you own in Metro Atlanta, the number to call is 770-497-0000. Again, Sure Realty, Inc., Property Management Services, 770-497-0000. Alfie, we talk about this, and we talk about it most every week. We believe the average home seller in Atlanta sells their home for about $16,000 less than they could.
Mm-hmm.
$16,000 is real money.
That's a lot of money.
If you're listening, we invite you to pay attention because we want to help you learn how to keep your hard-earned equity when you sell your home. If you're planning to sell your Metro Atlanta home in the next 90 days, you don't need a Zestimate,
whatever,
or a CMA like most real estate agents would provide, or even an appraisal. And you'd think an appraisal would be a great thing for you to have, but an appraisal looks in the past, not necessarily today and in the future. What you need is a customized maximum value plan, which is a kick-butt, no-holds-barred plan for getting top dollar for your home. It's normally $799, but as a special for News Talk 1160 listeners, you can get one absolutely free of charge. That's right, you can get one for free.
Are you telling me they won't have to pay any money?
They don't have to pay any money. And if they don't want to use the plan, they don't have to. And if they do want to use the plan, they can. Here's to get one. It's very simple. Just be one of the first five people to call 770-497-0000, and we'll prepare for you a customized maximum value plan at no charge. Now remember, normally a $799 value offers good just for the first five people to call 770-497-0000. 800-800-0000. So don't delay. It could be a $16,000 phone call, and wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be very
Alfie,
nice.
I know you remember the guy in Horseshoe Bend who called, thought his house was worth $450.
Yeah.
We gave him a customized maximum value plan, listed it at $495, sold it at $487, $37,000 difference. So I suggest you go ahead and call 770-497-0000 and start thinking what you're going to do with all that extra money. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, John Birchfield, Brand Mortgage. The heck is mortgage insurance premiums or private mortgage insurance? And why does your lender want to charge it to you? We'll discuss that and much more. Stick with us. We're coming back. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. My name is Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being your host, I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords make the best decisions possible when buying, selling, or investing in real estate all throughout Metro Atlanta. I can be reached by calling 770-497-0000, or you can go to our website. That's gogaddis.com, GOGADDIS.com. I'm still joined in the studio, as I was in the first segment, by my man Alfie.
Yo, what's going on, Cleve?
Alfred Romero.
I am still here.
Not too many people call you Alfred, do they?
Nah, just a few people.
Sully used to call you Alfred.
Yes.
I guess he liked that. He thought he was sophisticated.
I guess so.
Hey, we got your favorite guest on with us, Alfie.
Really?
John Birchfield.
That guy.
Brand Mortgage. Hello, John.
Let me tell you about that guy. He's amazing.
You love him.
John Birchfield. I want to grow up to be like John Birchfield. If
you
I
do?
Could. I would love to.
Have you ever seen him?
I've never seen him before.
You've never seen him? Well, wait till you meet him face-to-face to say you want to grow up and be like him.
Well, he said he was going to take me out to dinner one night.
Don't you think that's fair, John?
We should do that. We should all go to dinner.
We actually should go to dinner. No, yeah. I'm saying he shouldn't want to be like you until he meets you face-to-face.
No,
I mean, you really want to look at the people.
I want to be like him.
So, John, this segment is also brought to you by John Birchfield and Brand Mortgage. We love John. He makes it his mission to guide each home buyer step by step through the entire loan process, so each home buyer is educated and confident in the mortgage options available, because he wants them to make the best decisions along the way. John can be reached by calling 678-226-7887. 678-226-7887. Hey, John, just give us a quick general update on what's going on in the mortgage market. I understand that Fannie Mae is increasing their debt-to-income ratio, I believe, like on the 26th of July or 25th or something like that. So that should help some more people qualify for some mortgages.
Yeah, they sure are. They're doing two big things in regards to helping people qualify for mortgages, or more people qualify. One is that they're going to move the bar from letting the consumer spend 45% of their gross income towards their monthly expenses to 50% of their gross income. So that's going to help borrowers qualify for more home, and more homes fit into their buying power.
And John, let me interrupt for just 1 second, John.
Yeah,
I don't know if you remember this. I think we might have talked about it a month ago, and I'm so sorry for interrupting. But that'll give the average home buyer, we calculated, $55,000 more in buying power, the typical home buyer. I'm not asking you to confirm that, by the way, because I know you haven't done the math. But that's a big, big deal. That's a big deal for those of you who might have been turned down for something over the last few months or even the last year or so. You might be able to qualify. Now, we're not saying everybody needs to borrow 50%, right? Everybody needs to have 50% of their income going out in payments?
Yeah, you don't have to go there.
You're not encouraging people to do that.
People want to qualify with only one of the income earners in a household. Will be the one that we put on the mortgage for whatever reason.
Or what about this?
They may have more disposable income that actually is making the payments, but on paper, it just gives you more flexibility.
And maybe somebody who's got a student loan or a car loan or something that's going to burn off in the next 6 months might allow them to qualify, and their debt-to-income ratio will be 35% after the fact.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's the first thing. Did you give us a second thing, the big change?
The other thing is with self-employed buyers. This has been a big weakness in the marketplace for really close to a decade now, where it's been difficult for self-employed buyers who may have legitimate expenses that get deducted from their tax returns. It makes it difficult to sometimes qualify. Fannie Mae is introducing, or I should say, making it more liberal to only use the most recent year of tax returns for your qualifying income, as opposed to going back 2 years in time. And that can definitely make a huge difference. So any of your listeners that are self-employed may have applied for a mortgage over the last couple of years and didn't get the results that they wanted, they should look into that again.
And what
because things have definitely changed.
What did they do in the past, John? Did they take the average of the last two or the lower of the last two? How did they do it?
They would take the average of the last two, a taxable income. So if you had, you know, a moderate 2015, but you killed it in 2016, you may not get where you want to be, even though your earnings now are substantially more than 2015. You know, 2 years ago, that's a long time.
It absolutely
we're still
is.
Taken into consideration for self-employed buyers.
That's such a good point. If you just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis. I'm joined in the studio by Alfred Romero, as always. And we've got John Birchfield of Brand Mortgage on the line. John and Brand Mortgage, they are our preferred mortgage providers. They're a sponsor of this show. And we think that John has the heart of a teacher. If you need to get a money to to get a loan to purchase a new home or maybe to do a refinance, John, we believe, is the guy to call. 678-226-7887.
That's who I'm going to call when I get my new home.
You are, and you're in the process of getting a new home.
Yes.
Not too far off.
No,
right?
I'm not. Yeah, right. I think we're in talks with you right now.
I know. That's going to be exciting, John. So. Hey, John, can you give maybe you could give Alfie the money just for free? How does this work for the co-host of the radio show?
Probably won't be for free.
Okay.
But, we're definitely going to make sure he's got a great deal.
John's number again, 678-226-7887. John, talk to us about private mortgage insurance.
Yeah. Yeah, this is something I keep hearing. You know, folks will call and or I'll talk to folks, and they don't have 20% to put down on a home.
Right.
And they'll seem nervous or apprehensive about moving forward with the process because they're afraid of paying private mortgage insurance. There's this stigma behind it. And I think that that's hanging around the marketplace because mortgage insurance used to be really, really expensive. But now the market's gotten pretty smart. They've got a lot of analytics, a lot of statistical data that has made it more affordable for the majority of homeowners.
Right.
A lot less than it used to be a decade ago. It's not nearly as bad. So we're encouraging folks that that don't have 20% to put down, you still need to call us, take a look at your situation, because 3%, 5%, we're still going to get you a great deal.
So I asked you to put together some examples of what private mortgage insurance, and by the way, it's my understanding that if your adjusted gross income is $100,000 or less, you can write off the private mortgage insurance. You can deduct it from your taxes.
Yep.
Now,
yep,
I think
deductible, it's just like the interest is.
And it phases out like to when you get up to like $110,000 or something like that. But if you took, for example, a $200,000 loan, an FHA loan, and you had mortgage insurance premium, you ran some numbers, and on a $200,000 loan, the mortgage insurance premium on an FHA loan would be $144 a month.
That's right. You
put that same 3% down or a little bit less on a conventional loan, you've quoted a number of $73 per month. So it's amazing, and even if you put 15% down on that same loan, it'd be $32 a month. So I think it makes sense, and in some cases now with a conventional loan, John, does that private mortgage insurance stay on the loan for the life of the loan like it does with an FHA loan?
Not at all. As the borrower pays down the mortgage over time, once they have paid the mortgage down to 80% of the original purchase price, then that mortgage insurance is going to fall away.
How do they prove that? Does it just happen after a certain amount of months, or do they do an appraisal? I think there probably is something in the loans that after a certain amount of months it goes away anyway. Well,
yeah, you can do it one of three ways.
Okay.
If you have been in the home for 3 years and you've made your payments on time and you feel like there's been a lot of appreciation in the home value, then you can contact the mortgage servicer. They'll go through a process of having the home reappraised, and you have an opportunity based on that appraised value to potentially remove the mortgage insurance. However, even if the home did not appreciate or did not appreciate within that time scale, once you have paid the loan balance down to 80% of the original purchase price, you can just call the servicer and request the mortgage insurance to be removed. And as long as your payment's been on time, they'll do it at that point, based on just the regular amortization schedule by prepaying the principal.
Oh, that makes great sense. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. I'm Cleve Gaddis, joined in the studio by Alfred Romero, and we've got John Birchfield with Brand Mortgage on the line. John can be reached by calling 678-226-7887, 678-226-7887. John, I was looking at mortgage rate projections for where they think mortgage rates are going to be at the end of the second quarter of 2018. And they surveyed the National Association of Realtors, the Mortgage Bankers Association, and Fannie Mae. And the average prediction is 4.5%. Now, I'm not asking you to quote rates. I did some shopping in the last couple days, and it seems like rates were either somewhere between 3.875 and 4%. So I did a little calculations, If somebody bought the average priced home in Metro Atlanta, paid 20% down, their payment would be $89.68 more if they buy it at the end of the second quarter of 2018 than if they bought it today. And that doesn't sound like a lot, John, but over 30 years, that's $32,284. So if you need to get a mortgage and you're thinking you might wait or you might want to go ahead and move ahead, give John a call, 678-226-7887. Again, John Birchfield, Brand Mortgage. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, the 10 most ghetto cities in Georgia. Stick with us, because that's a segment you're not going to want to miss. We'll be back.
You ain't nothing but a hound.
Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. Playing the sounds of Elvis today.
Thank you very much.
I love Elvis. I was watching an Eddie Murphy comedy routine on YouTube a couple nights ago.
Really?
He told a couple jokes about Elvis. They were hilarious. He talks about the small Elvis and the big Elvis.
Oh, yes.
And he walks out on stage like he's the big Elvis, which unfortunately looks a little bit like I would look walking out on stage, belly hanging over, butt sticking out.
You're in good shape, buddy.
Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being the host of the show, I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker with Gaddis Partners RE/MAX Center. My family's been in real estate for 30 years. Woo! We live, eat, breathe, and sleep real estate, and it is our sincere desire to put all of our buyer and seller clients in a position of being sure about the decisions they make, because we will be sure that you are the best educated party in a real estate transaction. We want you, in other words, to be confident in the decisions you make. This segment of the show is brought to you by the law firm of O'Kelly & Sorahan. They're a full-service law firm with 19 offices throughout Metro Atlanta. They specialize in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation, and real estate contract review and title insurance matters. They can be reached by calling 770-497-1880. Alfie,
yes,
always good to have Birchfield on with us, right?
He is amazing. He knows his stuff.
John Birchfield, Brand Mortgage. He was our guest in the second segment of the show. If you need a loan, 678-226-7887. You can always ask him to loan you some money from Brand Mortgage, or who knows, if you need one bad enough, maybe you can just ask him directly for a loan. What do you think about that, Alfie?
I'd like to borrow some money from him, yes.
You would?
Oh, yeah.
How much? Should I put in a request?
Yeah, put in a request.
$300,000?
$250,000? Sounds about good.
$250,000?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Should we get it in cash?
Yeah, cash.
Ooh.
And then head to Vegas.
Alfie.
Yes, sir.
We've got a list here in front of us of the 10 most ghetto cities. Oh, Alfie, the 10 most ghetto cities in the state of Georgia. Let's listen to a little In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
I love it.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cried.
You sound a little like Elvis.
Yeah, come on.
Cause if there's one thing that she don't know, it is another lonely home to feed in the ghetto.
I didn't know we were going to have a theme song to this segment, Alfie.
Well, you were talking about
great choice.
Yeah.
In the ghetto. So, Alfie, these are the 10 most ghetto cities in Georgia. And some of them, by the way, are not really very ghetto cities. In order to rank the most ghetto cities in Georgia, and this is from roadsnacks.com, doesn't sound like a very scientific organization, but it really caught my eye, and it's how they ranked the cities that really caught my eye.
All right.
So since a ghetto is defined as a poor area, we use economic levels and education levels as a guide to determine where the most broke citizens in a state live.
All right.
Additionally, the staples of inner city life, listen to this, including cheap and discounted retail outlets. We threw a lot of criteria at this one in order to get the best, most complete results possible using Yelp, area vibes, and here's the criteria we used. Household income levels.
All right.
High school graduation rates.
Okay.
The number of convenience stores, and I think by this, Alfie, they mean the absence of real grocery stores.
Okay.
And the number of convenience stores, the number of drug stores, the number of beauty supply stores. Seems like that would make an area better.
What about Waffle Houses?
No, it's not on here. Probably should be. The number of discount stores. And so, Alfie, here is the list.
All right.
The number one most ghettos.
Should we start from number 10 and work our way in?
You want to do that?
Let's start at 10.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll start at 10. The number 10 most ghetto city in the state of Georgia, Covington.
Okay.
Number 9, Waycross.
Okay.
Number 8, Marietta.
Really?
I was on with Larry Larson on AM 1690.
What you do every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m.
Every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m.
Drop that in there.
And Larry lives in Marietta, so he was a little bit offended. By the way, I'm not trying to get complaint calls from listeners today because I know this is kind of a hokey list, but I told Larry that Marietta was not on the list until he moved there. He made it ghetto. Number 7 is Milledgeville. Number 6, Gainesville. Number 5, Conyers. Number 4.
That's where Kimber's from.
Buford. Okay. Number 4, Buford.
Okay.
Number 3, Lawrenceville. Number 2, Brunswick.
Okay.
And number 1, Norcross.
Really?
Now, interesting. Now, I'm very familiar with Norcross, Lawrenceville, Buford, Gainesville, all the different Marietta, all the different redevelopment. But when you think about those cities, those are all cities that developed originally 50, 60 years ago.
Yeah, true.
So in terms of the number of convenience stores and beauty supply stores, the zoning laws were very different when those cities were originally developing. And there was plenty of stuff built in Norcross in the 1950s and 60s.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's what developed in those areas before you had these big grocery stores and things. So I think some of this is just sort of coincidence. And so if you live in Norcross, please don't call me and send me threatening letters. That what they're doing in Norcross and Buford and Lawrenceville to the downtown areas and Marietta are really quite amazing.
I'm really mad at that Cleve man. He said I live in the ghetto.
Yeah, he did. Now, so you want to have the 5 least ghetto cities?
Oh, you got that list?
Georgia?
Let's do it.
Number 5?
Yeah.
Martinez over by Augusta.
Okay.
Number 4, Sandy Springs.
All right.
Number 3, St. Mary's.
Where's that?
St. Mary's, I think it's down by Brunswick.
Okay.
Can you check and see?
Yeah, I can.
Number 2 is Johns Creek. Number 1 is Milton. And when you think about, especially the top two cities, those are cities that were developed recently. They were not here. I mean, there was no city of Johns Creek 30 years ago. It only came into existence in 2006. Same thing for the city of Milton. So those are areas where the development has taken place in the last, 20 or 30 years for the most part. Did you find where St. Mary's is? Brunswick, is down there just north of Jacksonville.
It says it's in Camden County.
Camden County. That helps us a lot, Alf. Alfie. I just need to know where Camden County is.
It says St. Mary's is a city in Camden County, Georgia. The city is a gateway to Cumberland Island National Seashore.
Oh, so it's down by Savannah.
It's the largest of the Georgia Coast Barrier Islands.
Oh, Cumberland Island is I think it's way down south. So that's on the Georgia coast.
Yes.
It's on the Georgia coast. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis, your host, joined in the studio by my man Alfie. Got a listener question from Jeff, Tim, and Jim in Alpharetta.
They all live together?
Says I think they're brothers.
Oh, okay. Like Daryl and his other brother Daryl?
Yes, Daryl. Here's my brother Daryl and my other brother Daryl.
Come on.
We're thinking about adding technology bells and whistles to our home to help it sell faster. Will this help? And I think the answer is, in Alpharetta, the answer is probably no. If you have a newer home, you're selling to a younger generation, I think, all the Wi-Fi controlled outlets and switches and light and all that kind of stuff, I think are really interesting. But I started doing a little bit of research and I thought it was interesting. This talks about the more connected we get, the more vulnerable we are.
That makes sense because people can, with technology now, people can...
Listen to this.
It's crazy because even I've heard stories about like cars that are digital that people can actually, wire into these cars.
Of course.
Through the internet. And, hackers and whatnot.
Modern smart TVs have features that allow them to harvest information about your watching habits that can then be sold to third parties. parties.
Yeah.
Computers have built-in cameras and microphones that hackers have managed to turn on in order to spy on unwitting victims.
Yeah.
If you use a baby monitor, perhaps you've heard conversations from your next-door neighbor. Well, they can hear conversations from you as well. Listen to this. We can be tracked almost anywhere we go. Billboards, stores, malls, and other locations can pick up your Wi-Fi signal, collect your information, and share it or sell it to other parties without revealing who will use it and how. Smart car entertainment centers can be hacked, allowing access to remotely steer, accelerate, or hit your car's brakes. Mm-hmm. Headlights or other systems can also be infiltrated as well. Wireless and internet connections can operate security cameras, lights, alarm systems, thermostats, and door locks in the wrong hands. These capabilities would be extremely dangerous. I did not mean, Jeff, Tim, and Jim, to turn your question into a negative scenario, but I feel vulnerable. I feel kind of naked right now. How about you, Alfie?
No, I got clothes on.
Well, no, you know what I mean. No, I feel vulnerable. Alfie and I are going to need to take a quick break. When we come back, our lowdown on the hood segment, River Plantation in Duluth and Gwinnett County. If you live in Duluth or Suwanee or Berkeley Lake or Johns Creek, Alpharetta, or Lilburn, stick with us, because what's happening in River Plantation might mirror what's happening in your neighborhood. Stick with us, because we're coming back.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 WCFO, Atlanta's talk of the town. My name is Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being the host of this radio show, which can be heard on News Talk 1160 every Sunday at noon and every Tuesday at 2, I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords make the best decisions possible whenever buying, selling, or investing in real estate all throughout Metro Atlanta. I'm joined in the studio by my man Alfie.
Hey!
Been with me for the last 136 radio shows.
Ooh, man.
That's a lot of radio shows.
Sure is.
That is a lot of radio shows. I don't care how you slice it.
Mm-hmm.
Alfie,
yes, sir.
What'd you think about the Wi-Fi things that we talked about in the last segment you need to be scared of? Did you know that your smart TV might be collecting information on how you watch?
Of course.
And selling? You did?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anything that can hook up to the internet is going to be compromised in some form or shape. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, people on your phone, they know what's going on your phone, on your computers. It's crazy how technology has advanced to the point where, you know, everyone knows what's going on in your business.
Makes you feel vulnerable.
Oh, you know,
you feel vulnerable.
I mean, I've heard stories about people hacking into laptop computers and turning on the camera and video people, you know, and getting pictures and stuff. It is a bit scary.
Well, if anybody ever did it to me, they would not get a show. They would be interested in it, I can promise. Alpha, you know that each week we spotlight one specific Metro Atlanta neighborhood to call out critical changes in market pricing and discuss other important market information to help you as a listener identify unique opportunities in that specific area. This week we are highlighting River Plantation, which is in Duluth and Gwinnett County.
All right.
Are those familiar with the area? It's on Peachtree Industrial, just north of Sugarloaf Boulevard. The Lowdown on the Hood segment is designed to help you understand where was the market before it crashed, how low did it get, and where are we today? The all-time high average sales price in River Plantation was set in 2008 when six sales averaged $398,133. By 2012, the average sales price had dropped to $255,717, which means average sales prices dropped 36% or $142,000. Year-to-date 2017, the average sales price is $402,100. So prices went down 36%, back up 36%, down $142,000, back up $146,000. If we look at that on the scale of 100 like we like to do, 2008 is represented by the number 100. 2012 is represented by the number 64. That's your 36% decrease. And 2017 represented by the number 101, which means prices are 1% higher in 2017 than they were in 2012. Currently, three active listings on the market. They range in price from $390,000 up to $440,000, with the average being $410,000. 2.57 months worth of inventory available in the market. We say that's a seller's market. If you have 4 months worth of inventory or less available for sale. We say that is a seller's market. 4 to 5 months is a balanced market, and more than 5 months is a buyer's market. We take the average number of sales in the last 12 months and divide it by 12, and then we divide that into the number of listings there are on the market to determine the month's worth of supply. There's about 230 homes in that neighborhood, which means homeowner equity since 2012 has increased $34 million. $34 million increase since 2012. The elementary school is Burnett. Middle school is Hull, and the high school is Peachtree Ridge. Peachtree Ridge High School gets a school chimp score of 84. If you're interested in getting a school chimp score on your own school, own neighborhood, or if you're one of those who doesn't want to monkey around with your kids' education or the impact schools have on home values, you need to download a free school chimp report. Just visit gogaddis.com. That's gogaddis.com. A school chimp report on a local high school provides the most comprehensive rating system available today, and includes all the other demographic information you'd like to know about that particular school district, like the percentage of homeowners versus renters, the average household income, the educational attainment by parents, and the average sales prices, and other market data all the way back to 2007. School Chimp Report is a free service available exclusively through the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Just visit gogaddis.com. That's gogaddis.com, and click on the School Chimp tab. You can sign up lightning fast, and your customized report will be prepared exclusively based on your request and email directly to you. Again, gogaddis.com, gogaddis.com. Look for the School Chimp tab. Also, if you'd like to get the lowdown on your own neighborhood, our free market snapshot is just what the doctor ordered. It's like getting a monthly bank statement on your home's value emailed right to your inbox, and getting one is easy. Just sign up now at gogaddis.com. That's gogaddis.com. Just click on the Home Values and ATL tab. Guys, it'll take less than 30 seconds, and it will ensure you are the local smarty. Your neighbors will most certainly be jealous. Go to gogaddis.com, gogaddis.com, and sign up now. Alfie.
Yes, sir.
You love all the market data and statistics we give on this show, don't you?
I sure do.
You love it.
I do.
Hey, we talk every once in a while about what we think is the best site to use to search for listings for sale in Metro Atlanta.
Yeah.
A lot of people like to use Zillow. The problem with Zillow is the data can be stale. Number one, it's not necessarily complete because they don't have access to all the listing data. And I get complaints from people all the time who say, I found the perfect home on Zillow.
Right.
The perfect home on Zillow.
Yeah.
But it was sold 3 months ago. If you want the most up-to-date information and the most listings you can possibly find in Metro Atlanta,
yeah,
it's only one place to search, and that is suremls.com. That's suremls.com.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have all of the listings in both the listing services in Metro Atlanta, and the listing information will be as up-to-date as any place you can possibly find it. That is suremls.com, suremls.com. As we talked about earlier in the show, if you enjoy listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show, and we hope you do, you might want to turn in to 1160, News Talk 1160, sister station, AM 1690, The Voice of the Arts. I'm a guest on The Morning Ride with Larry Larson every Tuesday morning at 9:30. Larry has got quite a show, and it's always a pleasure to visit with Larry on his show, AM 1690, The Morning Ride with Larry Larson every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. My name is Cleve Gaddis. I am your host. Got a listener question from Johannes and Karen in Duluth. We're buying a home and want to meet face-to-face with the seller to discuss required repairs, but our agent says we cannot. Alfie, your thoughts?
I don't see why that would be a problem, I wouldn't think. But,
I think the agent is probably
freaked out
giving advice based on what is sort of industry custom. Generally, you don't put the seller and the buyer together.
Okay.
But as the buyer, you're the boss. And if that's what you want to do, well, help you buy a home, Alfie, and you say, I'd like to meet face-to-face with the seller, my job would be to try to make that happen. Now, I might be able to tell you some reasons why I think you should not do that. But ultimately, if it's something that a client wants to do, you as the buyer or you as a seller are really in the driver's seat, not the real estate agent. So, Johannes, I would caution you, because sometimes you don't want to have face-to-face discussions with somebody who's on the opposite side of the bargaining table from you about specific issues, because not everybody handles issues very well the very first time they hear about them. Sometimes you got to tell them today and let them think about it, and they'll give you a decision tomorrow.
Or wouldn't that be like, I mean, you necessarily have to meet with them? I mean, isn't the real estate agent that person that kind of maybe bounce that stuff
yeah,
off of?
Yeah, so and technically then, your agent should negotiate it with the other agent, and they should get it all worked out. But Johannes and Karen, you're the boss. If that's something you want to do, you certainly have the right to do it. As you know, we believe the average home seller in Atlanta sells their home for $16,000 less than they should and could. And $16,000 is real money. So if you're thinking of selling your Metro Atlanta home in the next 90 days, you don't need a Zestimate from Zillow or a CMA like most real estate agents would provide. Or Alfie, you don't even need an appraisal.
You don't need it.
You need a customized maximum value plan, which is available exclusively through the Colcleve Atlanta Real Estate Show, Gaddis Partners, and RE/MAX Center. They're normally $799, but because you're listening today, you can get one for free. How? Just be one of the first five people to call 770-497-0000, and we'll prepare for you a customized maximum value plan at no charge. Remember, it's normally a $799 value. The offer is good just for the first five people to call 770-497-0000. Don't delay. It could be a $16,000 phone call. Go ahead, start dialing, and then I suggest what you think about what. Go ahead and think about what you plan to do with the extra $16,000. Alfie and I, as always, appreciate you spending another hour listening to the Colcleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. We plan to be back here, News Talk 1160, next Sunday at noon and again on Tuesday at 2. We'll talk to you then, Atlanta.
Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed.